Regen is van Savi Mori, ja, we hebben iets van Pilchens, dus regen is dus bij de hele Shane was hier zo valk. Okay, Rosai, we're continuing the packet tests. And Be'ez Hashem, packet Yud will be the last packet of the series. It could be sometime in the future, as someone was asking about some other Shaila we'll address. But for the time being, that will be on Monday, the last year. On B'tzias HaPas for this series. Okay, so we mentioned the other day that the Gemara says in Brachas and that Mem Bar Alma Aleph, Amar Rav Tol Bruch, Ein Etzor Levorech. So, if a person says, Rashi says, Amotei Kodesh Shatam Ben Aprusa Batzim Men of Hushi Lemi She'etz Levorech Tol Mi Prusas Abracha. So, as he's saying, you say to the guy at the table, here, take a piece. You know, tol bruch. What do you mean, tol from the birkas, the piece of the b'tzias hapas that I made a motzi on. So that's an interesting thing. That's not considered hefsek, even though you talked. Even though talking is normally hefsek. It's interesting because you see the other things like bring the salt or give to the behemoth. So that's a halacha that you're supposed to feed the behemoth. So I could say that's a tzar. What's the big tzar of Tol Bruch? I mean, he's presenting the challah to him. So is it even a So I would think maybe over there the necessity of saying it is not really necessary. What's the necessity? Well, the other thing he could say, maybe he doesn't know the halacha that you should bring the salt, or maybe he doesn't know the halacha that you should feed the behemoth before. So he has to say, you know, give it to the behemoth first. So that's an interesting halacha. Tol bruch, and tzarech levarech. Because I don't see the same type of tzorach that you have b'hamei melech b'hamei lifta. Right? You know, so it's true that it has to do with the maisa. You know, but I don't see such a. So apparently, maybe you don't need such a tzorach. You know, we always have the mindset that everything is a hefsek. You know, this is a hefsek, that's a hefsek. You know, you don't really need it. But, I mean, Tol Bruch, you also don't need. I mean, isn't it obvious? You cut the chalas for everybody. So maybe he thinks it's not his turn yet. I don't, you know, in other words, the necessity here isn't as great as in having melech, having liftan. But I don't know. Some minor tzarech maybe could also, be a tzarech. So take a look now. In the kolbo. In the kolbo, about this idea of being in hefsek. So the kolbo here is in on in din hilchos suda. So he writes here, Aval, first word of the line on the page 3, Aval, Ifsuk l'tzorach michla, if he makes a hefsek for the tzorach of the ochel, lo havi hafsaka. Vechidam hafsaka zon, marav tol bruch, lo havi hafsaka. Havi melech, havi lifsa, nafil gobi l'turi, lo havi safsa. Tchul tzorach achimu. But what does he write? Kulhu b'di'evet. So it's interesting that he's saying, and that's the Ramah we saw yesterday. that the whole halacha that the tzorach is not a hefsek is only a din b'di'evet. That's why I think someone said Rav Shach, I think, is makpid dafka to be at a wedding to spray, give all the explanations to the chas and kala before, because of this. Of this Ramah, and this Ramah, the source of the Ramah is the Kolbo. Source of the Ramah is the Kolbo. Unless you say that there are different levels of Tzorach. In other words, like I said to you before, the concept of Tol Bruch doesn't seem to be, take the challah. Well, of course he's going to take the challah. Well, he has to say it out. So maybe those, but he doesn't make that distinction. So it seems from the Kolbo that, that's what the Ramah quotes, that it's a, that even if it's a tzorach, it's not a hefsek, but it's only b'di'evet. L'chatchila, you shouldn't even do that. And if you look in the Sefer Eshkol, page 6, he says from the Sefer Eshkol, he quotes from the last word, or the fourth line, the last word, Kosav Baal Halachas, Yekulu Lo Hikira El B'di'evet. That all these halachas of, have Tol Bruch, Havi Melach, is only B'di'evet. Which is interesting. In other words, I would think that if you really need it, like to give instructions to the Chas and Kala, I think is very important. That's why when I do it, I go as we, I make the Birkas Eirusin, Birkas Eirusin. Then we say, okay, let's take out the ring. And let's show it to the Edim, Shavapruta, did you get, is it your ring, Shavapruta, etc. And I'll say that after. I remember I was once, ate Kedushin with Rabbi Eli Marcus from Reishin. We both ate Kedushin. And Rav Aaron Schechter was the Messiah Kedushin, one of my Talmidim, Rav Ari Safran from L.A. He was marrying Rav Aaron Schechter's niece, and he was giving a whole explanation. I mean, after the Birkas Eiris, and he was saying, "Now we're going to do the Kedushin, and the Mishnah says a Kedushin, and Isha Nikdash Vishlosh Hadrachim." You know, he was giving an elaborate, explanation of the Mishnah. But my feeling is that that people need to be told as it's happening, or else there's going to be confusion. And I'm wondering whether that's, obviously the chativa would be better that you didn't have to have any, but the maisa, the couple will be confused. Okay, now we drink, now we this. I like to do it as everything is happening. So what about this, Shach, this Kolbo and the Ramah? So we'll see. See, I can see these cases, because maybe things that are, that are more likuva, then maybe it's l'chatchila to do this if you feel that there's going to be a confusion. The kids, they don't know when to drink, they don't know when to, okay, Tol Bruch, okay. That's such a, okay, we'll see. But that's his yisod, of the Kolbo and the Eshkol, that it's only a b'di'evet. And that's the Ramah that we saw yesterday on page 7 in Sivvav. We call Mokom l'chatchila l'yafsik klal. L'chatchila l'yafsik klal. And then we have the Mordechai on page 8. Tamda Rav Yochasav the b'ingin atchi yashar l'asich b'dam l'tol bruch. Amir kol mochum deinu tzorach levarach. What deal chatkil matzi lebeim kol hay kikai gata. Okay, so this is the word. There are, the word this guy is going to quote, that there are shitas that say that the idea of being mafsik, what tzorach is a din lechatchila. You know, against the kolbo. I mean, the only thing is the Ramah happens to quote it, so that makes it, I guess, more chashuv. But I'll show you in the shittas of the Mordechai b'shem the Rav Yah that it could be lechatchila. So let's take a look in the Mordechai and Masechta Rosh Hashanah. He says, Omnam Rav Yah Kasav Shebe'inin Atchiyah Shar La'Siach. In other words, if you have to talk before the shofar, you know, you made the bracha, now you're making you blow the shofar. And you have to say something. So he says, if it's Latzorach, Domini Tol Baruch, Tol Baruch. Domini Nano. Domini Tzorach Lavar. Baruch Mabar, Hashem Hashem. Vor Din Lachatchila. We're in packet Tess.
Tess.
Well, packet eight.
What?
Well, packet eight.
I can't hear you.
Well, packet eight.
Packet eight, yeah. That's what we're doing today. Pekos of Rabbi Yoel Halevi. Sharon Meisel, Rinsburg, Rabbi Ephraim. Shecha Shabir, Vitalka, Mixas, Atkiyas, Shabiyusha, Vesholach, Ashofar. Siyav, Atkiyas, Belo, Bracha, etc. So he writes Beferish. Behu hadin lechatchila, Matzi lemeimer. That the din of hefsek l'tzorach is even l'chatchila. So I guess that's what I rely on. In other words, whether I could fetch it into the Ramah, that one would have to be minded that the Ramah doesn't work with me. You know, okay, if that be, so be it. But I have Rishonim on my side. The only thing is the Rishonim on my side are not quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Makes it a little bit... But you want to see the Rav Yah on page 11, go to page 12. Rav Yah is Tav Kuf Lamed Hei in Masechta Rosh Hashanah. So he says that the near Liam page 13, Umihu. The inner at Kiyah Sharla Hasiach, the Dom of the Tol Bruch, Govil Tor. Termina, then Sarf Lavar. The near the Ua Din Lechatchila, once in the main of Hoki Hagarta. Even Lechatchila. And then in Hay, in the footnote Hay, on page 13, he writes, So, at first glance, it's a machlokis between the kolbo and the... That was when you have a tzorach, to be mafsik. You made a motzi lechem in art. So then you say, bring the salt. So the word says that's okay. It's not a hefsik. But is that a din is that l'chatchila or not? So the kolbo in this packet in the Ramah say, no, but you shouldn't do l'chatchila. But here, the Rav Yah says it's even l'chatchila. So I said, that's what I do if I'm a Masada Kedushin. I'm mafsik between the Birkas Erisin and the Sinas Hatabas because I want to explain things as we're going along. In other words, so we'll make a Bar Biragraf, we'll make a Sheikh Hashabas or something, you want on the rise, etc. Then I'll say, okay, now let's take out the ring. And these are the Eidim. And is the ring Shavu Pruta? We say to the Eidim. And is it your ring, to the Chosam? And then, okay, now put it on you know, her right index finger, but say the whole statement first, her Rebbe Kodesh Shlit to it. And then after you finish the whole statement, then you put the ring on. And you should say loud and clear that the Tala should hear and the Edom should hear and see. So, but I don't say that before, because I like to say it as it's happening. So Rav Shachter does it, I think he said it, I think some people quoted him saying to do it everything before because of this Ramah. But you do have the Raviyah and the Mordechai that say that it's Lachatchila, you could be Mafsik, let's start. Yes, Stephen?
Yes, I'm not sure it would be more accurate to say that for Shitas like the Raviyah, that it's not really being, like the reason why you do Lachatchila is because it's not considered a Hafsek, because it's part of the. It's all in the context of the bracha, right? You're still talking about the
kiddushin. Right, right. Yeah, but what about the kolbo and so why do they say that it's lachatchila?
No, I'm saying that the idea of saying that you're able to be
mafsik
lachatchila, right?
It's because it's not a hefsek.
It's not a hefsek, yeah.
Right, but they also agree it's not a hefsek, that you didn't lose the bracha, the kolbo. But he still says you shouldn't do it lachatchila. So yeah. Why is he saying you shouldn't do it lachatchila? Yeah. Well, just say it's not a hefsek.
Because they're arguing that. Well, I mean, you could say something technical that they agree that it should be fundamentally okay, but they think that if you're going to start saying this, then you might start saying other things that are not that are not relevant to the bracha, then that'll actually be hefsek. Or maybe even if it is really in the concept of the bracha, we still want to have more like a as direct bracha as possible.
But to me, it's mistabra that if it's. It's me'inyan, then it should be okay lachatchil. That's why I do it. Because I think you have less more to lose than to gain. Like if you explain to somebody, okay, now we're going to do 6 steps. And you say all the 6 steps, right? And now we're going to do it. But then he's not going to remember which step is he holding by. Okay, but you do like this. We're holding by step one. Okay, this is step one. Now do step one. Now we're going to do step two. This is step two. Now you do step two. To me, it's much easier that way and less room for confusion.
You can even argue that if you tell him all 6 steps in the beginning, then that'll cause a hefsek because he's going to be like, not know what to do. And he's going to be like, oh, what do I do now?
Right. Yeah, David?
Right, I was just saying that even according to the Ramah, maybe this is like a case of b'di'evad because he's going to mess up and he's going to not do it properly otherwise. So then it's not, so it's better to do it like that b'di'evad than to mess up the whole kiddushin.
Right. Yeah, so that's what, yeah. Okay, so that's the page 14, they quote the Kolbo and the Beis Yosef, and then Mordechai quotes the Raviyah here. Okay, there's two more things in this packet that I want to show you. One, page 17, the Tshuva from Eliyahu Mizrahi. You all know Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi. He wrote a Peirush on Rashi, right? Mizrahi is a Peirush on Rashi on Chumash. But he also wrote Tshuvas. So he has a Tshuva here. About these topics of Hefsek. And that's here on page 18, Sheila Dalad. It's Shut HaRe'im, Sheila Dalad. Okay. So let's see what he says here. He says, Sh'altim Olnos HaChosin V'Kala Shebol La'aris. HaChosin V'Kala, you're going now to do Kiddushin. In other words, the chazan was the one who used to, you know, today, chazan. So, you know, probably didn't call the rabbanim up necessarily to make the brachas. There was a chazan who said all the brachas. You know, that's a modern thing what we do today, because we know so many different people today, so we want to give our kibbutim, so we, you know, we give many kibbutim now. But it was a chazan. So the chazan thought that they're coming up to the chuppah to do chuppah. He didn't know they're doing also the kiddushin now. He thought they're just doing the shechar brachas under the chuppah now. So what did he do? He made all the seven brachas. And then it became apparent that they didn't even do the kiddushin yet. Talking about not knowing the right order. So the people there had different opinions. So some say, okay, let's do the Kedusha now. After the Birkas Chasan. And then you don't have to repeat the Birkas Chasan. So he says you can do it. It doesn't have to be. You can do the Birkas Erusin even before the Kedusha. The order doesn't matter.
Mr. Erusin?
What? In other words, what they normally at a chuppah, right? You make the Birkas Erusin, then Birkas Erusin, then he does the Kedusha, and then you have the Shav Brachas. But here they. The chazan, they came onto the chuppah. The chazan thought that maybe they did the erusin from before, whatever. So he just did the shevah brachas, and it turned out that they didn't even do the kedushin yet. So some say, so do the kedushin now. And others, and others say no, you have to do erusin first. You can't have a nesu'in with somebody who you're not even mekudeshes to. Because the rai was from Nida. The Nida was a chaz l'chupah, her ish to gemur. Because there was once that did my Nida, the chupah's Nida. So then. She's really not okay. Whatever. So that was the machlokas. For tshuva, nearly laniyas daiti shadin hu lachzov levarach achar kedushim. So he thinks that no, you have to repeat the shav brachas afterwards. That the shav brachas that you did originally before the kedushim were no good. Why? The kaimel on kol brachas chulam lo yafsek ben abrachu ben dovah shabarachim. Here's the sarach lachzov levarach pam shniyah. And he quotes it in, Tol Bruch. Yeah, so what is he saying? Yon Shemafsik ben Brachal and Dovah Shem Berachalot. So over here, if Dom Didar Shehiksi ben Birkas Hasadim with Knesset Sachopo, the Birkas Eris. Shehiksi ben Birkas Hasadim. In other words, you're going to have Birkas Hasanim first, and then they're going to go into the Chuppah after. But now you're going to make Birkas, you're going to do Birkas Hasanim, then Birkas Erusin, and then going into the Chuppah. So there's a hefsek between the Birkas Hasanim and going into the Chuppah. You made the Birkas Erusin, if you're going to make the Birkas Erusin. You see, the Chuppah was like a, it's not necessarily like a Chuppah we have today. A Chuppah was like a special, call it a sukkah, like a big sukkah that they would be into and celebrate. So before they went into the big chuppah, they made the shav brachas. But if you're going to now make the shav brachas, and then after the shav brachas, you're going to make Birkas Erusin, there's going to be a hefsek. treated to have sakim tzar lachas of the vark. If you kiddush, he command domer and kiddush malch mesuda. If you command domer and kiddush shalom malch mesuda, even the main sof sof shav b'mili mesuda. So that's what he said. Shabbos shabbiruch b'chutz chasar, madayin roisa b'shusul lachnitzel chupa. Sheinach nasas chupa kodem hakiddushin. Avon pishabo b'shusul achar kiddushin. So he says, if you have a tzorach lachas of levar parm shnir, he should like to have a levar betoros, betchilu ve'en hachashuvah b'klum. If you have a tzorach lachas of levar parm shnir, we should like to have a levar betoros, betchilu. So what is he saying? It's like this. Famous truth. You made a bar pier of eights and a wine instead of bar pier of goffin. You can make a bar pier of goffin. Famous Hasina Shal Yantat. You told them Kaddish Yisrael was man, but remember Kaddish Shabbos. You could correct it. If he didn't know, he did the wrong thing. So he says, what didn't Nami, page 19, the fourth line? But he don't did I came to Shabbat, and the Bedaita the Hidna, Shosha Vice and the Kazas, the Kubam, the Welcome Choice, and Rotsal is Kaddish. So he says that even though you, he said over here, when he made the bracha, he thought they would go right into the chuppah. What did Nami? You know, the Kevish Amavarch, Lohaya Mavarch, Abbekas Hassan, Mazaita, the Nesu, the Bosa Kedushin. He only had a mind to do it for the Nesu'in right now. Because he thought that Shechoshek Shoyser Nechneses the Chuppah right away. So he thinks that it's no good. So the kids are... He says it's no. You have to do the whole thing over. You do the kedusha, and then, well, first of all, they weren't married. How could you make a brikas chasanim on someone who's not even bekudeshes to you yet? That's number one. What the hashina dilma hundred ba v'lav milsi that brikas case of kedushas ain't shem ishus klav lo hashina nami la dilma hundred ba v'vosh kifa v'av bishis. So he says that some of the lomim say that you should do it again. Shayachzuv yibarach after kedusha. But now he disagrees with him, and he says v'lav milsa. The Afrikas Eris and the Kodam Eris and Ancient Mishas Klav, or Hashina Nami the Dilma Hadrava. The Afrikas Eris and the Kodam Eris and Ancient Mishas Klav. The Lok Hashina Nami the Dilma Hadrava, the Lok Shkicha, the Apple Pishi is Kasas, the Apostle Hashina the Dilma Hadrava. The Kodam Hadrava, but the Yevon in Beer Kodam Kedusha, but if you made the Afrikas Eris before the Kedusha, in its own work. So nearly, when he is dighty. A Torah da Olof, Eliyahu Mizrahi. So what is he saying? So some say you have to repeat it, he thinks you don't have to repeat it. So what does he mean? That Well, he says the Mishum the Birkas Hasan Bekodim Ha'erisin Ein Chashuv Klum. He came to Ein Shem Ishus Klal. Od the Chashin Dama Hadraba. What's the first point he's making? Shabbat mitzvahs u'shalom shiyachzor yivarch achar kedushin. Shem debirkas chasadim bekodem erisin. Ein chashuv l'klum kein she'en shem ishus klal. Right, so it doesn't count, the first birkas erisin. So he says, chetchila, v'abdiyevet in birach chodem kedushin, ein tzal v'varch. So if you made it, you don't have to repeat the bracha. Even though it wasn't right, but it's okay. You don't have to repeat the bracha. So he said, Mitzvah Lomdin said you should repeat the Birkas Harrison. In other words, you made the Birkas Harrison, and now you notice that you didn't even do the Kedushin yet. So Mitzvah Lomdin says, so do the Kedushin now, and then do the Birkas Harrison again. And he says, no, the Birkas Harrison that you made beforehand is the evidence okay. Even though there was maybe a half stick in between, but that's okay.
Is everyone agreeing right now that you have to make a new Birkas Harrison before you do the Kedushin?
No, the first, the Birkas Harrison he never made, so they're going to have to do a Birkas Harrison.
Oh, you didn't say, I thought you said all seven.
Yeah, but all seven doesn't include Birkas Harrison.
Oh, you didn't say the...
Asher Kishonim Sosovet Zivano Amarayos.
Isn't that the beginning of the...
At a regular wedding, you take the Bor Pirgof, and then the Birkas Harrison, then the Kedushin, then the Ksuba, and then the seven brachas.
Oh, so he did the seven brachas, he didn't do...
He did the seven brachas, but he didn't do the Kedushin yet. Mm-hmm. So do you have to repeat the seven brachas? So we say that he said it, and it doesn't matter that there's a half stick in between.
So everyone said that right now you would have to say the Birkas Harrison and then do the Harrison. The question is if you have to make another Shem Brachos.
Right.
And his first answer was that...
So the Mitzvahs Lomdim say that that you have to repeat all the seven Brachos. Shematik Tzasmi Alomdim Shomni Yishatos Baruch HaAchar HaKedushin Shem Debirkas Hasanim Dekodim Harrison Enech HaShul V'Klub Kein Hashem Shav Ishus. They're not married. After you pay Birkas Harrison Nesuin Bodeh HaTachashin Dil Mahadrabah. Rav Milsi. And he says, no, you should have done it the right way. Even though maybe there's going to be a hefsek, but the mice, it's okay.
It sounds like the svar for the first thing is that you can't do anything that has to do with Nisuin before Harrison, because it's just not the right, you haven't gotten to that stage yet.
Right.
Right, but then in the second answer, once he's going to say it's okay, he still has to deal with the fact that you're doing...
Right.
Nisuin before Harrison. Even if you can solve the hefsek between Birkas Nisuin and the Chuppah,
right,
there's still that issue.
Right. And the last thing...
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm just confused. At the beginning of the show, didn't he say he thought you have to repeat it? Is he changing his mind?
That's what it seems like, though. I have to read it more carefully, but that's what it seems like. Okay, the last thing I wanted to say is the Shlomo Zalman Orbach in the Milcha Shlomo has a very important yesod. And this is the yesod. You know, a lot of times in Yantif, what do we do in Yantif? We make the Kiddush and then we say Shechiyadu, right? And then we drink the wine, right? But there's one day in Kiddush that we don't say Shechiyadu. Of all the Kiddushes that we make, on the seventh day of Pesach is the only time that you make Kiddush and you don't say Shechiyadu. Everything else, Sukkot, the first day of Sukkot, the second day of Sukkot, the seventh day, the eighth day, you always make a Shachiyonah. Because it's a mix. But the only time you don't make a Shachiyonah is on the seventh day of Pesach. Because it's not a new Yantif, and the eighth day of Pesach. So, but when people make Kiddush, they usually haven't, you know, the Niggun is even, Kaddish Yisrael, the Hazmanim, right? You always know. Kaddish Yisrael, Hazmanim, in your mind, always goes together with the Shachiyonah. So it's very likely that people will make a mistake. So the question is, if you make a mistake, then will you have to, now you made it, you were mafsik in between, because you made a Bor Peh Gofen, and you made Kiddush, that's you're allowed to. But now you made a Shachiyonah, that's a hefsik between the Bor Peh Gofen and the Shtiyah. So maybe it should ruin the Bor Peh Gofen, and therefore you should have to make another Bor Peh Gofen before you drink. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, no, that it's only a hefsik if there's a Hesach Hadas. But if you thought that you were supposed to do it mistakenly, that's not called a hefsik. In other words, Mamaisi, you did a hefsik. Because you made a Bor Peh Gofen, you made a Shachiyonu between a Bor Peh Gofen and drinking of the wine, which you weren't supposed to make. So therefore it's a hefsik. You should lose that, you should have to make another Bor Peh Gofen. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach in that last tshuva says, no. Because since you thought you were supposed to, even though you were wrong, there was no Hesach Hadas. When there's no Hesach Hadas, that's not a Hefsek. A Hefsek has to have a Hesach Hadas. If you're talking about some extraneous topic, that's a Hefsek. But if you thought you were supposed to, even though you were dead wrong, not for people, so it's not.
Yeah. It's similar to the issue with women who like candles and recite Shachiyonah when they light the candles, and then the listening to the Kiddush from their husband. And so then the issue is, you know, can they be Yotzei the Kiddush because there's the bracha and then there's the hefsek, right?
Yeah.
So there it's like more pronounced. If sitting woman has made the Shachiyonah when she lit the candles, so then there's more pronounced to be a hefsek, l'chora, according to that svara. So it's, his svara is, like, I tend to, you know, my mind is all going straight, you know, I don't have anything extraneous in mind. But if the woman has made the Shachiyonah at blood benching, then there would be more of an argument than it's a hefsek, no?
Yeah. I mean, if she's going to drink from the wine.
Right.
Yeah.
Even if she's not drinking from the wine, wouldn't it be a hefsek? In other words, she's trying to be yotzei with his kiddush.
Right.
So it's even that I think would be a big problem.
Only if she's drinking from the wine.
Only if she's drinking from the wine. But,
yeah. Because she doesn't need to drink the wine if she's not, you know, she's not drinking from the wine. So what's the problem with hefsek?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say a little bit. Okay.